This is the School Success Podcast, a podcast for school leaders to learn from other school leaders what's working and what's not, and to get inspiration and encouragement, as well as strategies to grow school enrollment, connect with families, retain teachers, recruit teachers, and everything in between. You guys are heroes, and I cannot thank you enough for pouring into this next generation that's coming behind us. My goal is you will take at least one thing away from every episode that you can take back to your school to make it better than it is right now. Please enjoy the School Success Podcast. Hey, school success makers, and welcome to another edition of the School Success Podcast. I'm your host, Mitchell Slater, and I'm joined by myself today, guys. We're going to try this new little series real quick. I don't actually know how many weeks we're going to do it for, but at least four, and we're going to do this mini series. So these are going to be 5 minute or less episodes that are going to come out every week on Monday that you guys can listen to that are all about how to get your school ready for the fall semester. And you're like, whoa, Mitchell, like we're in the first quarter right now. Like, don't go crazy. We're trying to just finish strong and finish the school year of the 2022-2023 school year. But hey, if you're a school that is looking to grow enrollment and make sure you're successful for years to come, I know you guys are already thinking about the fall and making sure you have enough enrollment that you are prepared and ready for all those new students, all the re-enrolling students that are going to come for the fall. So I want to make sure that you guys are ready and you have plenty of time to do it if you can start right now. So I'm going to kind of do them in a little bit of order of how I think you guys should structure it, how you should look at it. And of course, if you have any questions or issues along the way, like please like come talk to us. We'd love to help you. Of course, we love working with schools and helping schools to grow and be more successful. And so the first one, just kind of diving right in for you guys, that I want you guys to look at your personal or your school's website, okay? I've been in marketing for over a decade, and I have been adamant to clients for years that your website is the foundation of everything, okay? The foundation. You can have, you know, some great ad campaign on Facebook or Google or great word of mouth, and people are like, oh man, I can't wait to check out this school. And they go to the website and it's loading really slow, or it's maybe not mobile friendly, like you can't look at it on your phone. Or you're trying to find how much is tuition, or is it free? And you're just confused on the website. And so all these people that are going to your website, or the money that you're spending on marketing to get people to go to your website, you're losing them because they're confused. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what to do. And when in reality, you should really be investing, in my opinion, first and foremost, in a good website that loads fast, that answers all the questions that your parents, potential students are going to have, and have that be the gateway. Because then if you have a really, really good website and it's functioning great, they know what they're getting, all that, now you can start marketing your school. You can start doing ads. You can start doing SEO, which we'll dive into that on another episode of how to rank your website so people can actually find you. Now you can start doing a whole bunch more things. Be proud to share your website because you know that it's going to do a lot of the work for you by getting those people to go, man, I want my student to go to this school. And that's where it all starts, is with your website. So I'm going to give you guys just a few actionable things that you can add to your website. Maybe you're the webmaster of your school, or maybe you have a company you guys work with that does some of the edits. Some of these will be fairly easy tweaks, maybe some a little bit more complicated depending on how good you are or your web person is. Again, if you run into issues, please reach out to us. We'd love to help you guys and get you guys a good sweet website to prepare for the fall. But the first and foremost one, okay, we follow a very specific formula when it comes to making websites, and it all starts with, hey, take your logo. We want to make sure it is in the top left of your website. So think about your website or pull it up in front of you as you're listening to this episode. And I'm literally going to just give you some tips on how to restructure specifically the homepage of your website. So top left, we want our logo there, okay? So people look at a website in a very specific way. And typically they look at it in a Z pattern. So they're going to start in the top left, which is where we want your logo to be. It's where they're going to see your name, possibly your tagline if you have one there and it's not too long and not too small when you put it in the top corner, okay? We're just talking about logo here. But top left, they see your logo. And then they're going to scan their eyes to the right, top right corner. And that is where we want a call to action to go for your school. This is where I see a lot of schools, they miss the mark, okay, over and over again. They don't have a clear call to action or a call to action at all. And when I say call to action, I'm just specifically saying, what is that thing that you want them to do while they're on your website? Is it to schedule a tour? Is it to download something? Is it to buy something? Is it to save their student's spot for next year? You guys all have different ways for you guys specifically of like, what is it that you want them to do when they're on your website? And so I want you guys to focus on that, okay? What is that call to action? It's going to be different for each one of you and for each school, but I want you guys to think about what is that call to action that you can put in your top right corner that people are gonna see. So you let them know, this is what I want you to do when you're on the website. Well, then after they've gone to the top left, seen your logo, top right, they see a call to action. Now they're gonna go diagonal. In this middle area, we like to call above the fold. So think back to the good old website days, all right? And this is where everything above the fold of the newspaper was what was put into the box so that you guys could see what the headlines was and if you wanted to buy the newspaper. So this is where super duper important. What is that one or two sentences that you guys can have for your school there that are people go, man, this school sounds awesome. I'm gonna keep scrolling to read more about the school. A lot of times people immediately go, we've been a school since 1900s and we've been doing this for so long. And like you start losing people because they're like, well, no, I wanna know how amazing you are for my student. Like, why should I enroll with your school? You gotta hook them quick. And this again is different for every school. So get together with your board or get together whoever to go, what is that thing we can put there to get them to want to read more on our website, to get them to want to do a school tour, okay? Those are like three extremely important things you can do to your website. So these are the three for today, guys, okay? I just want you to look at your website. This is the first little bit that they're going to see, and you want them to know within 5 seconds what it is you do, what problem it is that you solve for their family and their student, okay? Top left corner, logo. Top right, call to action. In the middle section, when they go diagonal, what are those one or two sentences that really hooks them on what it is your school does that can help them and their family and to get them to want to enroll or get them to meet with you guys? That is your one for your website. There's obviously more to a website than just that, but we want to make sure we get them hooked really, really quickly. It's a simple thing you guys can add to your website, but get your websites ready, guys. Get them ready for all these parents and people who are going to be looking at your website to go, where do I want my student to get their education this next year? We want to make sure they're choosing your school. So set your website up for that so that it's ready to do more marketing, which we'll dive into in more episodes in the coming weeks. So I hope you guys enjoy this mini series. This might be a little bit over 5 minutes, so I'll try and keep the other ones down because I do want this to be a quick one you can listen to. They're actionable that you can use. And of course, if you get stuck at along the way at all, you can check us out online, schoolsuccessmakers.com. That's schoolsuccessmakers.com. Or please connect with our private Facebook community just for school leaders called School Success Makers. It's School Success Makers on Facebook. I'm personally in there. I'd love to connect with you in there and learn about your school and how you guys are doing. But if you guys need help, please reach out because that's what we're here for. We love you guys. We love what you're doing for these students. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'll see you guys next week with the next episode of the School Success Podcast. We'll see you then.